Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your love, your guidance, and protection as we go through these days and years. We know how so much is going on and how much we need you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name, and amen. We watch the events in our neighborhood and the world around us, and Lord, we know we need you. Life is changing spiritually and physically. Even people who thought they were spiritually prepared are having some troubles. People who are thinking they're physically prepared, they have troubles too. So, Lord, it is just another reminder that we need you to watch over us, especially as we have the advances in the civilization that there are. Technology advances rapidly. Last year, I saw a video of Chinese soldiers. Apparently, they were on patrol with a robot dog. And then this year, in the news, I see the Los Angeles Police Department in the middle of violent demonstrations. They show a robotic police dog along with them also. They say that it does facial recognition. And Lord, we just need your help. So very soon, I expect to see every person will be required to participate in some kind of a system. Oh, it'll probably promise to bring us safety. It'll probably have a new currency. So Lord, guide us and protect us as we go through things, which is a time that we serve you, Lord. Now, if you want to look around, you can certainly see that everything is going on around us. In the social media, we see events happen. We see things happen in the government, and we see things happen internationally. Lord, we have a lot going on, and we need you. I think one day we will have that digital money that will certainly change our life. Whether we need it to get into a federal building or a voting booth, we just could have to have some very special identification. And yes, we think of chips because that's going on right now. Look at India, look at China. A billion people, and they have these systems already getting forced upon them with digital money and facial identification. It just reminds me of the mark, or the steps that we would have to take toward the mark. And what would you do if we had the beast system coming? Are you prepared to deal with it? How will you resist it? I hope you do resist it, because if you go along with it, it means an eternity in hell. So, look at what's going on around you and make a plan for how you are going to survive and be faithful to Jesus Christ in the middle of everything that is going on. Whether it's wars and rumors of war, or earthquakes and epidemics and hunger. Oh, that's what Matthew, Mark, and Luke talk about. So, will it happen? Is our Bible true? Does it tell us to prepare? I think the answer to all of this is yes. So, Lord, we see that there are plenty of things going on. We ask for your guidance and protection. We do see what happens when people refuse you, Lord. And we have examples of miracles going on too. Just look at some of the people, some of the articles. They're written about in the Voice of the Martyrs. They're written about in the Book of Martyrs. That's Fox's Book of Martyrs. And there's another book called Jesus Freaks. These are just some examples of how God moves in the people that are followers of Jesus. And we do need you, Lord. We need you to be active in guiding and directing us. which we ask for in Jesus' name and amen. Many countries have the systems that are coming about, and we can just see things coming quickly. And so we have to figure out how we're going to deal with this in the coming years. It might be coming decades, but, well, we just don't know. But we can see from history that for us to be strong in our position, it's going to take fortitude. It's going to take thoughtfulness and planning to learn how to survive so that we can speak the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some people would call that preaching, and we might want to learn how to preach. Just we start with telling somebody about Jesus, and that's the beginning. And then we deepen our relationship with God, with Jesus. Lord, guide us. There's so many people who are restless around us. We see it in the world. And we seek the peace of God's, the peace of Christ. And it tells us that this is wonderful when we have that faith growing within us. And we think about the ancient days, how people have always wanted peace. Oh, in ancient Rome, there were people who wanted peace, and yet there was persecution. There were people who were martyred. And this could happen at any time, in any part of the world, even in America. Today, we have lots of people who are either Christ followers or not, and we get to see the examples of how we want to live in the middle of trials and instability. Things are going on. We have people who are coming into our country who are rioting. They are making quite a trouble. And yes, no wonder when there are estimates of between 20 and 50,000 illegal immigrants, or, well, they're not really, they're just foreigners who want to live in America. And somehow we have to figure out how we're going to deal with this issue of so many people that are not born in America. How are they going to learn the customs of America? Well, many of them want to defend their heritage, whether it was from another country. Oh, yes, and we see that when we see so many demonstrators waving flags of another country. It's showing that they want to be considered a resident or citizen of that other country instead of United States, USA. So, we have things going on that could very well bring controversy to the neighborhoods near you, to the United States of America. All these things are indicating that there is going to be trouble in the social order of this great country. And we want to be prepared for some kind of a conflict that is coming. And it's kind of a mystery for what we do and what we expect. But Matthew, Mark, and Luke do tell about what's going to happen, and we want to be prepared for what the Bible prophesies is going to happen. It's going to be a little trouble, so get ready. America is strong, but it still can have so many problems. Yes, with citizens, and yet, yes, with people from other countries. It seems that we want to think of America being so strong that it cannot be shaken. But if you look at what's going on, it gets easier and easier to see that America can be shaken to its roots. And if that happens, well, you know the direction it goes in. It's going to the direction of crises, and even America could be toppled. And this is something that has happened with so many civilizations in the past, in our history. The country gets destroyed or toppled. Why? We can have a discussion about why. Sometime we can look at the practical things about it, about people coming into the country that are not known or established in the ways of that country. Perhaps it's because those people rebel, and perhaps it's because people, just in general, disregard God. And God says, okay, you're not going to look to me for your safety and protection. So there will be trouble coming. Okay, look at it. Look at it. See what you think. Because you have to know that at least there is the possibility of some great big trouble coming to United States of America. So do what you need to do to survive with your family and the people around you, your home, and have it be through stability as you obey God. We do learn this lesson in history. It has happened many times where countries have been overthrown. And so, even when they're strong, we know that it can happen here in America. I think of Ezekiel 14:13, and it tells us what happens to a land which has persistent unfaithfulness. And that is Ezekiel 14:13. And it says that there will be troubles. The troubles are kind of the same as Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the New Testament. It's kind of an order that happens when we disregard or when we are persistently unfaithful to God. Now, there are other Bible versions that have different words, but I think that in the King James has the best description of it. And you can look at it in different ways, but the point is that if we are disregarding God, we know that there will be persistent unfaithfulness, and it will have effects upon us, like wars, rumors of wars, famine, pestilence, and earthquakes. What could happen? It's happening in the world right now. We see troubles everywhere, and we certainly do not want to have the hard times that disobedience brings. So we have a choice. Are we going to belong to God, obey God, and say yes, Lord, to what he tells us? Or are we going to decide to do what we want to do and have the consequences for doing what we want to do instead of doing what God tells us to do? It's Old Testament, it's New Testament, and there are things that happen. Oh, I'm thinking of the Israelites, how God said to wipe out certain tribes of people. Now, us modern people, we just don't believe how that could be. How could God tell the Israelites to wipe out a tribe of people? Kill them all! Kill the men, women, children, and even the animals in some cases. So, we can strive to understand and see what it is that the Bible is kind of telling us. The Bible is telling us that if there is that wicked evil among a people, even the young people, the children will get used to it and learn about the wickedness and crave the wickedness. You see, God wants the goodness. Just read the Bible. It'll tell you. The Bible tells you how we can have a good life when we obey God, and it gives us rules. They're called the Ten Commandments, or they're called do unto others, which is love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. So, how are we going to do that? There are lessons that we can learn. We either learn to do what we want or what God wants, and then we get the consequences either way. I do think of how the Amorite people, and that was in the Old Testament, they did what they wanted to do. They had their own system, and they were a cruel, cruel people. And that's something that happens when we let sin into the whole society. And that's what the sin of the Amorites had something to do with. Oh, there was a part that talked about the Amorites putting people into a pillar or on a pillar Or, well, that's really what it was. So what does that mean? In modern terms, that means tying a person to a pillar, and the custom seems to be that the passerbys would use their knives and cut on the person that was tied to the pillar. Or they would skin them alive and put their skins on the pillar. Now, it doesn't say that in the Bible. It has other material that tells us that's the kind of things that they did. So if there was a people who was your neighbors, and they had in mind to conquer your nation, and what would you think would be all right? Would you think it would be all right to kill those people who wanted to kill you? Well, it's something that's not quite clear from the Bible, but we get a pretty good indicator of it from both the Bible indicates it, but other sources tell it more clearly. So we can have a big discussion on whether the Bible tells you to do this or to that. All I'm trying to say is we want to obey the Bible, and that is through the love that the Bible expresses. To love God and love your neighbor. Love your family. But most people don't want to even think about that because it's too awful to think about what could happen to people if they were tied to a pillar and they had a knife used on them. So that's something we all get to think about if we want to and deal with. Well, we don't want to have the frenzy of death that existed in many of the cultures around the world. On every continent, there were people who had tribal warfare or warred against the newcomers, and that was something that was common to many tribes or groups of people, where they would wound and kill people in a frenzy. So it's something that if it happened once, we know it can happen again, even though it's unlikely because we are so civilized now. Well, most people are civilized, but there are still plenty of people who have some really seriously bad tendencies. They happen in our own society, and many of them, when they exercise their bad tendencies, they go to prison. But in other countries, they are more free to practice these bad tendencies. And maybe we have to do a little protection of our family and ourselves and our neighborhood against people who have these bad tendencies. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. You get to figure it out. But please be guided by the Bible. And that includes the love that comes through Christ and we give to our neighbors. It's something that is taught in history and, well, in Christianity, we are taught to love our neighbors, and we do that with wisdom. And we have this in our heart to be caring about people. And somehow we get to do that with wisdom. There's so many things that are going on in the world that seem to us harsh, even unfair, things that are dangerous. Well, our war is dangerous, and we look at the people that want to war against us. Yeah, well, I'm just thought of Iran and how they chant over and over, death to the great Satan, which is America, death to the minor Satan, which is Israel. They want to kill us. So do other countries. It's kind of something that goes around. People have a great deal of hate. Because they have been told about the unfairness of the world, and they come to blame, often enough it is blame America, often enough it is blame the Jews, often enough it is blame the other country and the European Union, or blame the Russians, blame the Chinese. A lot of people have this blame game going on so that they can redirect the anger of the citizenry from the establishment and the established government to a foreign group. Look at it for yourself and figure out what to do. Because we can only deal with this if we have an understanding of what someone is trying to make us do and an understanding of what we want to do as Christ followers. And that is love other people. Love God. And we figure out another way to do it. Back to Ezekiel 14:13. We talk about how to live. And if we live with love, it is a rule of God, and it brings goodness and kindness. Not perfectly, because we still have people who hate us, but we still have to love people with wisdom. I think about God telling us what to do. Well, he tells us what to do with the Ten Commandments. And really, it's about love, because it is showing other people that we love and respect them. And besides, that's the great commandment in Matthew 22:38, to love God and love your neighbor. So when we have the persistent unfaithfulness that is talked about in Ezekiel 14:13, we can be ever so sure that God is going to see what goes on and cause circumstances to happen. Now, there will be people who will say, oh, look what happened. Oh, we didn't expect that. But there will also be other people who will say, look what God did. And somehow, we get to figure out what it is we understand. In the middle of controversy in life, in the middle of wars going on around the world, not to mention the great big wars of the last 100 years, like World War I and World War II, and even the conflicts that have happened in the last, few thousand years. A lot of terrible things have happened. And what we want to do is to be able to show our love using wisdom, even in the midst of war, famine, epidemic, or earthquake. There are lots more earthquakes happening in the world lately, and so we don't know what will happen, but it sure is nice to help people. So let's think about how we can help people in trouble. And what I think the first thing is to have a storehouse of goods, whether it's food and or a water filter or items from the hardware store. There's lots of ways that we can help people. But it sure helps if we have a few things to give other people who have a need. And maybe that's what we want to do. Have a storehouse. Again, you figure it out. Is it water filter? Water? Food? Other supplies? It's something that we can do if we have some supplies to give. And right now, we are having so many pressures upon us. It's something that is in society. It is in government, and there's international pressures on us to do something or not do something. We are getting kind of squeezed or pressurized, and it's probably going to make us turn to a new system, whatever that is. I do think of AI as being a part of it. The computer systems that will have artificial intelligence that'll help to tell us what to do all the time. Yeah, AI will tell you. Why, they can even do it in a voice that you will listen to. It could be your own voice or your parents' voice. AI is remarkable at that. It just considers so many things and then learns how to get you to do what you are told. This has been going on for a while, and it's going on right now. It'll get better and better in the next little while or few years. You can avoid this, I think, by knowing what the Spirit of God says, the Word of God, God's truth, it comes out of the Bible. And I think that's the best thing that we can do, to look at what is going on and how we can avoid the trouble that is coming. And there are plenty of areas that there is it's controversial, and there are things that we have to consider as to how we act with the things that are going on. As we watch the strains and the tension around us, why, we could even see the society falling apart, or the world falling apart, even our very own strong country. Countries are having troubles all over the world, and that includes money troubles. Money troubles are going on in every country. The government is spending too much, and the people don't have enough money to buy their basic needs. Do you need a tank of gas? Do you have an extra $200? What about groceries for this month? All these things are making pressures on all of us, and our governments are having their own pressures, because just like the people and the government cannot stop spending. So we can look at what to do. Stabilize your own little area. Stabilize your backyard, or your family, or the people you're associated with, and be prepared to get through a hard time. Look closely at the time around you and learn how to deal with people and situations. The details will help, and so will just a general understanding of what is going on. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Some things are good and some things are dangerous. So pay attention. Now, besides all the things that are going on in the Bible, like I said, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we have the book of Revelation that tells about things that are going to be here soon enough. And it depends on what part of the book of Revelation you're going to read. But there are some really big things that are going to go on, and we know that there will be consequences for what we choose, what we do, how we act, how we behave with other people, how we have an attitude toward God. Are we going to have an attitude of love and obedience, or are we going to disregard God and try to do what we want to do? It's a question, and we all get consequences for the actions that we take and the thoughts that we have. Meanwhile, remember the good news of the gospel, which is Jesus Christ came to the world to pay for our sins, and we want to accept his sacrifice and belong to Jesus. Amen. We have people who need to know Jesus, whether they're our own family or our neighbors or people that we would meet in the missionary field around us. And we all have a choice. We have a choice if we're going to belong to Jesus or not. And this makes a difference for where your eternal destiny is, with Jesus or with no Jesus. So we all get to figure that out and live according to what we understand. I think of Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. And I think about what it describes as the things that'll bring us to the lake of fire. And we all get to understand what we understand and then act on it. In the midst of the troubles that are coming, well, the Bible describes the troubles that are coming, including the beast system. And we can see that it is getting closer and closer as we have conditions put upon us financially and socially. That is just going on here in our country and around the world. And somehow we get to figure out, what are we going to follow? What are we going to do? Is it going to do what God says? or what we want to do. And then we have eternal consequences. Well, there are going to be situations around us. We might not understand them, but they're going to be right around us. Make your decision and figure out how to live through the troubled times. And I think the Bible helps us to understand that. Yes, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Yes, the book of Revelation. Even places, other places in the Bible. I think Daniel is a good book to read. Oh, read the whole Bible. That's the whole thing. Read the whole Bible. And there are plenty of people who believe they understand something. Some of them are pastors. Some of them are preachers. Some of them are people that you know. And some of them are going to tell you they got a word from God. Well, I hope you know the Bible well enough to know if that word of God is accurate according to what the Bible tells all of us to know or to do. I think of the people around us who have ideas, who some of them have had a vision or a dream. Some of them are from God and some of them are from the dark side. And somehow we get to figure it out. Maybe even ask the vision if they are of God or not. I know I've done that and I've had answers. So maybe that's an idea. But I do think of what's going on in the world and how are we going to deal with it when people are in difficulty. Are we going to live through the difficulty or not? Good question. And that makes me think of a website called Deagle.com. And it talks about 2025, where the population of the world, including America, has a drastic decline. And they don't explain why. There are people who respond to that column, and they will tell you why. But it's a website that has people that are interested in military and intelligence things. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but it might be. Just like we don't know how accurate other people are, like the World Economic Forum. They have predictions also. They have been talking about how the electrical would go out for large areas of the world. And they have. But it doesn't mean they won't go back on. It's just that it could happen that we could have a major electrical outage. And if we have that, we have to have a little idea about what we are going to do. How would you deal with an electrical outage where you couldn't buy groceries or gasoline? You probably couldn't use your phone, your cell phone, or turn the lights on, or have heat in your house. Or cook your food. That's a part of how far-reaching it could be if the electrical goes off. And as I said, that's what the World Economic Forum has talked about. And while Deagle.com didn't say that, they do say that a lot of troubles are coming. So, maybe we ought to get a little bit prepared with a few of the basic items, like water, food, and warmth. When I say water, it would certainly be water, but it would also be a water filter. Food, long-term food, is grains. And then you need a way to cook those grains. And then you need warmth, which maybe your central heating will be working. Or maybe you need to have coats and hats and gloves. Warmth, and I don't know what's coming, but I know what I read about, and I know that I'm concerned, so just have a little bit on hand for the just in case. Things are going on in the world, all around the world, and in different countries. And some countries are stocking up on food. I think of China. China has silos and warehouses. That it's the United Nations. The United Nations I'll have to think. Food. They talk about the food in the world, and they report that China has 50 to 60% of the available supply of food in the world. Half to 60% of the supply of wheat, rice, and corn, and some soybeans, too. So, I think it's just interesting. Why would China have over half the world's supply of wheat, rice, and corn? It's almost like they're expecting a war or a boycott or something to really affect them a lot. There are other countries who have food supplies too, just not as much as China has. And it concerns me because I know that China has been unfriendly to the United States in the past. Well, we know that it has by how it's behaved, especially how China officially has caused fentanyl to be delivered to the United States. And that fentanyl has killed about 100,000 Americans per year. 100,000 of those between 25 and 45. More or less 100,000. So, is this an indication that China really does want to see America, defeated, declining, or yes, all of that? And it's something which, if you take it seriously, you will realize that you might want to have some water, food, and warmth on hand. That reminds me, I have my preparedness page, which I certainly offer to you. I'll give you my address at the end of the broadcast, and I send it out for free. It's a little something to motivate you to get some supplies. Well, there are questions about what's going on in the world and in the United States. We don't even know how many millions of people have come into the United States in the last, 4 years. There have been many people who have illegally crossed into the southern border of the United States during the Biden administration. And it's a big question of how many. Oh, there are people who say 20 million, and there are people who say 50 million. There is reason to believe both estimates. But the point is not to have the exact number, but just to know what that will do to your situation. More people means less food. More people means less money to spend on the regular citizens of the United States. If you want some information on that, look up J.J. Carroll, K-A-R-R-O-L-L. He used to work for the U.S. Customs and Immigration, and he has been tracking the migrant situation from South America to the southern border and into the United States, how there are hotels for people coming from China, how there are camps in the United States that are occupied by foreign people, especially the Chinese, but other people as well. It's something that is going on, and we are getting more and more complications on what could happen in the United States. If you look at the U.S. and other parts of the world, certainly China, certainly Russia, certainly other countries, there is a shortage of money. And the shortage of money is causing distress among the people who work in those countries. They can't get loans. They can't get what they need because there's not enough money. They might not even have a job. Why, in China, there are millions of people who have not been paid for 2 to 4 months of the work that they have done. The companies are out of money. They cannot pay the workers. Now, here it's in America, we just can't imagine that. But in China, it's quite frequent that the worker goes without pay. And a lot of people are getting really upset about that in China. There's lots of people who talk about the problems in China, and there's a question of whether the USA is causing China's problems or if China is causing its own problems. And there you have people who talk about one side or the other. Often there are people who would be called influencers, and they represent a Chinese interest, and they say that the Chinese are having problems because of the American tariffs. Oh, but no, that's not the way I see it. If you look a little deeper, you will see that the Chinese authorities have put requirements on foreign corporations that are causing the foreign corporations to either lose money or leave China. And one of the big ones was on May 1st of 2025, China passed a law that said that the foreign corporations doing business in China had to give the compliance officers all the passwords to the company's computerized records. And that includes access to the confidential data and confidential communication on their computer servers. And many foreign companies, corporations, refused. No, they didn't refuse, but what they did was they didn't want to do that. And so they told their executives and the CEOs to leave China immediately. And in May of 2025, many, many CEOs and foreign executives quickly left China because of the regulation. That has caused China to have a great big problem in continuing to work and to export what China was making. It's a huge problem, and the Chinese government wants to blame other countries, but the foreign corporations say that China has a lot to do with what has happened to the diminishing of foreign work and jobs in China. We don't hear all the story, but we do hear some of it, and we get to figure out the rest of it according to what we know. So there we know there's going to be difficulties in China and in other parts of the world too, because of our interaction in business between the whole world, China, the USA, and the rest of the world. Lots of problems are happening. And then we have the foreign, especially the Chinese nationals, who have come from South America to cross the southern border of the United States. Well, you listen to the testimony, and you will hear the ranchers and farmers right on the southern border of the USA talk about how the ground is littered with passports and identification papers from hundreds and hundreds, even thousands, of foreign nationals that have crossed into the United States. Many of them are Chinese. But this is something that is a problem, not just because they're bringing fentanyl into America, but because it is changing the dynamics and the resources that are given to foreign people who come into the United States. It's something that is going to be more and more of a problem. It's not going to stop. And then you have the older Chinese elite people who say, this is what we're going to do to get the Anglo people, which is American and English people, back. Because in the 1800s, the English and the Americans brought opium to China, and a whole generation of Chinese was lost to opium addiction. Therefore, they feel like they are completely justified to bring fentanyl to America and cause a whole generation to die in America. That's something which you get if you listen. Of course, not so many people listen in detail, but it's there if you want to hear it. You know, that's a question of what has gone on with COVID also, because at the Wuhan lab in China, there was the development of COVID plus gain of function, and that has been hurting people all over the world, including the Chinese people. It has been so bad in China that there are claims that China has lost a few hundred million people to COVID. The people who are in China who talk about this have said that the crematoriums have been going 24 hours a day because of the great number of people who have died from COVID. So we have a situation which we don't exactly know, but we do know in general what's happening. And it's something that's going to change the world if it keeps going on with the problems or with the depopulation that China is in having going on. So it's something that we can be aware of if China feels that their problems are because of the Americans. We will be attacked one way or another. And sure, we understand things to be the way we understand them, and the Chinese believe that too. They know what's going on, and so do we. But we do see it different. The Eastern and the Western mind are different in their structure and the information that they seek out. We can understand that if we go back in history. If we think of Marco Polo, for instance. Now, he went to China in the 1500s, and he found a society that was so different in China from his society in Italy that, well, it was fantastic to him. He came back to Italy and told about his experience in China, and really they didn't believe him. They thought he was crazy because China was so different. And if you think about the differences of China, you can kind of see that it really is different. The fundamentals are different. If you just think about Americans, let's just think of Americans. We have a history, and we understand it because we have lived it. We have studied it. And there are lots of common names in America, like Smith and Jones and Collins and Williams and Brown and Johnsons. That is common for American understanding. And in China, it's a little different. They have names that we don't think are common. How about Zhong Yang or Shou Wu Mac or Sin Sang Un or Xu Shang, Yin Yang, Xin Yan Shou? You see, the names are different. The culture is different. It's different in China and the East and in America and the West. And so we have a lot of situations that are different, including understandings. Now, we get a little bit of that when we have the Eastern, the Middle East, and the Muslim traditions. And we know that it's different in America than it is in the Middle East. But if you look at the Far East of China and America, you continue to see the differences, and they get bigger and bigger. So we have things that are naturally conflicting. And while we do have the love of Christianity within us, we do have to know that there are differences that set people apart in their community, in their culture, in their countries. And so we get to deal with that with love. But we also know that the people who don't love us are going to be hostile towards us. It's not going to be easy. We know things are going to happen. We know there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. We know there's going to be Ezekiel 38, where there is going to be a conflict between Israel and Russia and Iran. That's a part of what is talked about there. And even though we don't know exactly what it'll be, we know that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all talk about shortages of food, war, famine, pestilence, and earthquakes. And so we're going to have some hard times coming. What are you going to do if you know this is coming to your neighborhood, to your family, to your city and state and country? Do you believe the Bible enough to do something about it? Do you believe the Bible that says this is coming? And then can you do a little something to prevent the hard times that are coming if we have war and famine, disease, earthquakes? There's something you can do. And that means get a little storage. Get things that'll help you to get through a hard times. And that includes Bibles and hymnals. That includes relations with your neighbor. What are you going to do when the electricity goes out? Are you going to get some help from your neighbors? Are you going to give some help to your neighbors? All of that is something that we want to do because we are Christ followers. So continue in prayer, read the Bible, pray, and ask for guidance. In so many things that are going on today, we know there are troubled times coming up, and we know that our job is to love. That's what we do on behalf of God. We share the love of Jesus with the people around us. And besides, a community can help one another. And if the times are coming, like the Bible says is coming, tough times, it certainly makes sense to be a community where we can help one another, where we can show people, well, not show, but give things from our supply house, just like we would hope to have a few things from their supply house. Now, everybody does things a little different. So somebody might have clothes. Another person might have food. Another person might have the books to tell how to do things. Another person might have a generator. It's going to be all a little different, and we need to help one another to get through the hard times. And that's a part of what we do with our eternal destination too. What part of eternity are we going to fit into? Well, if we read the Bible and we believe the Bible and we believe in Jesus, we know there's going to be judgments coming. I know some people don't like to hear judgments. They like to hear circumstances. Either way, you know that things are going to change and they could get hard. So have some good look at what the Bible talks about so that you can be a little prepared. Speaking of prepared, I do have my preparedness notes that I send out free to anybody. So if you want them, just send me a stamped self-addressed envelope to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California. Oh, and if you want to send a donation, that's great too. I certainly could use a little help to stay on the air. But because there are things going on, there's a lot of activity going on. Some of it is for the positive and wonderfulness, and some of it is towards chaos and decay. So our little storehouse of water, food, and warmth can help us or our neighbors get through a hard times. In history, we've always seen hard times. That's been very normal, very common. So have a look and see what you can do to get a little prepared, just like the Bible tells us what is coming and how we can get through it as we love God and love our neighbor. And God bless you. Thank you for today. Oh, and you can always hear past broadcasts by going to www.christtoday.org. And Look for the one with John Stephenson. I think there's 4 different Christs today's, maybe 5. So you want the one with Christ, with John Stephenson, if you want to hear other past broadcasts. Thank you for today. God bless you.